Tablet 6. Esa saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Esa said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. John 4, verses 16 to 18. By this conversation, Esa showed her that she is not worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven, because Esa thought that even if a man divorces his wife without any great cause, he and she have done adultery, so they are not pure. Now this woman had five husbands, and the man she lived with at the time was not even one of them, so surely that is adultery. Marriage and commitments related to it have a great physical, social, mental, and spiritual significance, and whoever defiles it is not doing the will of the Lord. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. John 4, verses 19 and 20. With this, the woman became awed and perceived that he was a prophet. So she asked a spiritual question, whether the true place to worship God is in the mountains or in Jerusalem. Esa saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. John 4, verse 21. He answered that there will be a time when the consciousness of man will rise to such a high level that they would not seek God in any temple or mountain, but in their own spirit. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. John 4, verse 22. He told the Samaritans, they do not know what they worship, because their king made two calves, and told them these were their gods, which brought them out of Egypt, and then they started to worship them. But the Jews continued their traditions, and did not make any image as the object of their worship. That is why they were more in tune with God's plan than the Samaritans. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4, verses 23 and 24. But the true worship is neither in the mountains nor in the temples. It is in the soul-to-soul relationship with the Father through meditation and the Holy Ghost. Only through such worship can man establish a true relationship with God and reach the truth in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Esa saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. John 4, verses 25 and 26. The woman was impressed with what Esa said, but hesitated to believe him. She brought up the subject of the Messiah, only to mean that she will believe when the Messiah comes. Esa told her, I am the Messiah. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? John 4, verse 27. His disciples came and saw him sitting and talking with a woman. Because of their concepts, they were a little annoyed to see him talking with her, but since he was so pure and unattached in his approach, they neither suspected nor dared to ask him why he, a holy man, would talk with a woman. He was so pure that men and women were equal for him. He was in the Garden of Eden, where all things are equal in the eyes, and they were both naked and were not ashamed. Genesis 2, verse 25. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the man, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? John 4, verses 28 and 29. The woman completely forgot about the living water and everlasting life. She almost believed in him because he said things about her past. She missed the truth by thinking about herself rather than about reaching pure consciousness. So she went to the town and called others to go see him, not to receive the everlasting life, but because he told her of her past.